Well, I'm here at one of my favourite places in Newcastle-under-Lyme, the New Vic Theatre, and the current play started over a week ago with great reviews already. And usually when I come to the New Vic, it's well before the run starts or after I've seen it, but today is a first because I'm going to be watching the play after this interview. And I'm here with Shirley Darroch, Georgina Field and Jim Doer. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Shirley and Jim, you're both new to the New Vic. So I have to ask you, Shirley, how are you finding it here at the New Vic?
Love it. Audiences are so warm every single show. Everybody around the town is so lovely and friendly. And the theatre, honestly, this theatre thinks of everything, even down to here's a pin to put up your cards in your dressing room. They think of absolutely everything. It's wonderful being here.
That's fantastic. And how about you, Jim? How are the Staffordshire audiences treating you?
Yeah, I think that was the word, warm. You just feel so much love being in there and you kind of feel like you're part of history. And they're really receptive and they get all the jokes, even I don't get all the Stoke jokes.
And moving to you, Georgina, not only have you performed here at the New Vic before, but you're actually in Good Golly Miss Molly the last time it was here in 1993. So has it changed much?
I don't think it has changed much, actually. It's just as toe-tapping and heart-thumping and raucous laughter and moving moments and all the stuff that was there in 93. It's all still there, basically. We're just breathing fresh life into it.
It's getting more and more exciting by the minute. I can't wait for later. And Shirley, you play the title character. So how do you compare to Molly? Have you had to dig deep or has it come easy to you?
Great question. There are a lot of parities between us, actually, as a character and as a person. You know, I've had some rubbishy boyfriends. I've got a daughter. I am the same age as she is, in her early 40s. Oh. And it's really lovely to sort of flash back through time and play Molly when she's younger. It's really making me access parts of my life that I haven't thought about for a long time. Energy, exuberance is required for the whole thing. It's a delight and a joy to play it, actually. And I'm getting really fit because I'm never off stage. Or if I'm off stage, I'm running around to another entrance. Yeah. So it's putting me in good physical shape. So I'll have to keep that going once it's done.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Wow, wonderful. And Jim, you play Stan. How would you describe the play? What's it all about?
I guess on a surface level, it's about, well, we're in a working men's club. As you say, I'm Stan, the bass player, and we're raising money, kind of fight the council because they're trying to demolish the street that we grew up on. And then within that, we kind of have flashbacks and we look at where Molly came from and we look at her relationships and how they intertwine with everyone's, the rise and fall of the band. But I think on a deeper level, it's about community and about the working class has been forgotten. And I think even though it was set in 1989, it's very relevant to today, a very deep and sincere play.
Georgina, the song Good Golly Miss Molly,
yeah.
It's a proper feel-good song, isn't it, from 1958, can you believe it? So how does the play compare in its feel-good vibes to the song?
Well, the thing is, we're telling the story and every few minutes or so we have another incredible hit from the 50s or the 60s. And some of the songs in this play, I mean, Good Golly Miss Molly is just a tear the roof off, pound the ground kind of rock and roll song. These rock and roll songs, they've got so much soul and heart. They really speak to you on a deep level, like a gut level.
And Shirley, the reason, of course, that this play, Good Golly Miss Molly, has been revived as part of the 40-year celebration. So are you getting a sense of that celebratory year? Is the celebration in the air?
Definitely. We are so fortunate, actually, to be kicking off that 40th anniversary celebration. And straight from the first night, we had that feeling in the air of there's something tangible and exciting about this show. It is a revival of a piece and we're staying so true to that 1989 vibe of it. So we've talked to people in the audience who, by the way, if you don't know, if you're sitting in row A, we're going to get you up to dance. Those people are so up for it. They're joining us on stage and they're telling us while the show was going on live that they saw it in 1989, they saw it in 1991, and they've brought their children back to see it again, and they're loving it for a second time. But this story about this woman, who is every woman, she's had all of those problems that we expect women to encounter in life and in work, and balancing family and how do we do that, but to celebrate women living through those times and becoming leaders and moving forward, you know, that still is relevant today, sadly. You know, it's still a challenge for us, and I think think, to celebrate this community, this show, this theatre, and women and all of their families. And I think there's so much celebration in this. Come and see it.
And Jim, although you haven't performed here at the New Vic, have you performed in the round before?
No, it's the first round. I did a thrust, which I guess is like three quarters of a round. Feels physically like they're kind of on top of you and within the play as well. That line is blurred in the best way. They kind of isn't that fourth wall as they would be, which is great.
And this play, from what you've all said, must be very suited to the round.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're speaking about the Stoke community and that's the predominant, obviously, audience that are here. So it's their play as much as it is ours. So yeah, it is. I guess that's the perfect way it should be performed.
Georgina, as someone who's performed here before, actors always want to come back. How would you describe the relationship between the creative team, the offstage team and the actors?
They're so sensitive with us and so caring. They've got like these special powers, I think, that they've definitely got like a sixth sense as to what is going on and what we need, and it just materialises. They're magic.
One big happy family then.
100%.
And surely, because I'm going to be watching you shortly actually performing, it's made me wonder, how do you get yourself in the zone for a performance like this one?
Well, I'm going to talk about the accent now, because you'll notice that this is a play about Stoke and I'm Scottish. So number one thing is that we've really got to warm our voices up for this and make sure that our tongues and our mouths are going to do what we're asking them to do, because we're trying to be convincing here, everybody. You can give me your review about the accent later. First of all, it's getting warm. Secondly, practicing a few lines and getting those hooks into the accent to try and make that really authentic, because that's so important to a play about Stoke, naturally. And then we'll warm up our instruments together and we'll play a couple of numbers from the show to keep them fresh. And then personally, I just like to think through a couple of the harder moments of the piece. It's quick and it's fast-paced and there's song, 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 but there are some lovely, sensitive moments that are emotional that you want to really give appropriate notice to in the piece, and I try and get myself emotionally ready for that and just take a little quiet moment, think through those things and make sure that they're going to happen, because they matter just as much as Good Golly Miss Molly, the title track.
I have heard that this play is actually based around Stoke-on-Trent, so how did it all come about?
This is actually a true story that Bob Eaton, our writer-director, researched back in the 80s about these houses in Stoke-on-Trent which were being demolished. And there was a real person who thought, no, this isn't right. Let's challenge them. We want our houses to stay. And I was talking to a chap actually on Saturday night who came to see the show, who'd been to see the show when he was a little boy. Wow. In 1991 and 1989, aww, he didn't see the one that I was in, and he was saying, yeah, I remember when they were selling houses in Stoke-on-Trent for £1. The actual name of the street is Hawes Street, I think, H-A-W-E-S. We call it Victoria Street in the show, but that's the real life street. Yeah, as I say, Bob researched all this and thought, wow, what a great story. What a great story about a community that really pulled together, kind of stood up to the authorities and challenged their decisions on their own homes. Yeah. So
with that being only a few years after the miners' strikes and then in 84, you know, this play was written about 89. And that is such a short time after the miners' strikes. And we do reference those kind of cursorily in the show as well. And Molly works for the NUM, the secretary for the NUM. So the mining strikes and the mining community is really at behind the story as well. Mm. And it's just such a great piece of history to come and just invest yourself in. So for younger people, a great show for them to understand what went on in their community in the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
So powerful.
Yeah.
Wow, that is absolutely fascinating. And really, when you hear it's called Good Golly Miss Molly, you expect it to be all fun and laughter. But the real deep side of it is incredible.
It's nitty-gritty and deep, yeah.
Well, we want everyone in Staffordshire to come and enjoy Good Golly Miss Molly. So how about a quick invitation from each of you to the people of Staffordshire?
Come and get your socks blown off, have a good laugh with us, and come and have a dance on stage with us too.
Couldn't say it better, Georgie, but you're going to see colourful characters. You'll have tears, laughter, a good sing-song, a great dance. It's such a great night's entertainment.
Well, second and third what's been said, but yeah, if you want banging tunes and banging acting, then come over here.
To summarise, this fantastic new play at the New Vic has started. It's a powerful, music-fuelled, feel-good drama with rock and roll hits from an era gone by. Good Golly Miss Molly, it's a story of defiance, of solidarity and unbreakable community spirit in the face of adversity. It's as relevant as ever today, and it's here at the wonderful New Vic until Saturday the 2nd of May. For more information or to book tickets, visit newvictheatre.org.uk, and I, for one, cannot wait to see it. So Shirley, Jim and Georgina, thank you so much, and enjoy the performance this evening.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for having us.